Hey everybody, welcome to episode 84 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi guys.
And Gabe Philbin.
I think it's 85.
That's fine, whatever. 85. We got Dylan here.
Yo! Hello. Dude!
Dylan in the house?
Yeah. I'm playing with Micro Machines.
That's a weird
beep,
thing.
Beep. Beep, 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 boop, beep. Oh, are Micro Machines like the sequel to Nano Machines? Or are they the prequel?
No, they make much more sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh. They're just tiny cars.
Yep.
So they're Hot Wheels.
They're cars for ants.
No, they're smaller than that.
Smaller than that?
Ant cars.
They're much smaller than that. Do you really not know what Micro Machines are, Gabe?
Have you not seen Home Alone?
No.
Oh my God.
I've seen Home Alone 3, which I think everyone can agree.
Oh, no.
Is the superior film.
Stop it. No. Nah, man. No. Stop, please.
What's happening?
You never had those orange tracks that you get to stick together and make loop de loops?
No, that's Hot Wheels.
That's Hot Wheels.
Well, what the fuck's a micro machine?
Midget cars for
even smaller. Oh, man.
Javi, have you never seen Home Alone?
No. I saw the third one.
Oh.
What? Oh. What are you and Gabe doing over there?
Oh.
Well, what I said is true.
Continuity,
Javi just told you
continuity is clearly not something they are concerned with.
It hurts. It hurts a lot.
I guess Home Alone 3 kind of stood alone, and it was the worst.
Yeah, no. Home Alone 3 stands on
its
own.
No, Ryan, there is a fourth and fifth one.
There's five Home Alones?
Yes.
There's five Home Alones.
I know the third one is where it stopped being worth a damn. Well, actually, the second one, really, but
the rabbit hole goes deep.
It goes deep and terrible.
Yeah, the third one's got that guy from Third Rock from the Sun that no one gave a shit about.
French Stewart.
Gordon Levitt.
French Stewart. French Rusher. Oh, man. French Stewart and Fran Drescher both sound like some kind of salad dressing.
Oh, man.
They both sound
and
like
And they
that
both
guy.
Got it from Timothy Dalton.
I don't know what that means. Oh. I see.
I'm so sorry. No, yeah. I'm not. No, I'm
I
not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You never
Nah,
said
man, nah.
God, I can't. You guys got to go look up Micro Machines. There were so many.
Yes.
Yeah. That way you can at least know what they are. I mean, you don't have to do it right now, obviously.
Yeah, every time I talk about Ryan's women catching, like, trap, I always say Micro Machines, and you never seem. No.
Do you remember Z-Bots?
Yes.
Yep. I know Go-Bots.
Wait, Z-Bots, weren't those... what did they look like?
Robots.
I'm trying to remember now.
But small.
They look like all sorts.
I feel like those
things
might have been made by Micro Machines. Yeah, they were.
Sure.
All right, well, let's just hop into questions because I don't really know what to talk about this week.
Let's talk about James Bond video games.
No.
Why not?
So it all started with GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
That was good.
Wrong.
Started and ended with GoldenEye.
Whoa. Everything or Nothing is the best out of the James Bond video game franchise, TM.
I think it's called GoldenEye or Nothing.
Nope. Nope. You're wrong. Oh, wrong!
I don't think I ever played that one.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
It's the one on the... Maybe... Oh! Thank you. It's the one on the PS2.
And it's good, you say?
Yeah. It's the only one that really capture the James Bond feel.
The end.
Yep. And it's got Nadia from American Pie as the Bond girl.
Do you guys remember Mission Impossible on the N64?
That game sucked.
Yeah.
It fucking sucked.
I wanted to, like, figure it out. For the life of me, I couldn't. I didn't know what the fuck I was supposed to do.
Sounds like RoboCop on the NES.
I have that game, and it's awesome.
So do I. No, it's not. It's
yes,
really
it's
not.
Awesome. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun.
But seriously,
oh, it's so bad.
I don't think I ever beat the party mission in Mission Impossible. You could say that mission was impossible.
Wasn't it the first mission?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, you did everything, and then it's like, get back to the elevator, and you had, like, 10 seconds to do it, but you had to do it without being suspicious. Fuck that game.
I remember,
be like, sneaky me, like... and fast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's stupid. And then Emilio Estevez gets a fucking elevator, like, spike in the face.
All
you
had to do was lay down.
Emilio! Yeah.
You know, his stupid face didn't want to look up and just, you know, like, thought, hey, man, if I lie flat, I won't die.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have died.
But they had to give a... They needed to kill him.
And he could have been like, Tom Cruise, it was the chick that did it the whole time.
Wait, that's James.
It was really weird how he called him Tom Cruise, but other than that, very dramatic moment.
Ian! Ethan! I got Jurassic Park on my name. My mind.
Okay.
I guess I have to go see Jurassic Park 3D now, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
I would,
take,
you know.
Take Barry. It'll
money.
Be like a date.
What?
Take Gary?
I said take Barry. It'll be like a
oh,
date.
Barry. It's like, who the hell is Gary?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was like, who?
Okay. All right, so first up, Fozzie asks, when are we going to get our minds jacked again?
Oh, fuck.
And I mean,
still don't think I've taken the wrapper off that game yet. We had never got, like, you guys had already played it by the time it got to me.
And we were like, oh, God.
It's bad. I wouldn't mind fucking with people online again as Shield bot.
The
stopping fun.
Yeah, the
yeah.
The community for Mindjack is still thriving of all, I think it's two or three people.
We kept rejoining the same games over
and yeah,
over.
And getting kicked. And then rejoining and getting kicked.
They can't handle the anti-fun squad. That's what me and Gabe, we are the anti-fun police right now.
Which is, Dylan's anti-fun police in that game was being the Shield bot, which has no weapons, and just bumping into people.
No, it was exceptional when you could bump someone into a corner and then just sit there.
Because they can't kill you because you're a Shield bot.
But they can't move.
It seems like it might have been a flaw in balancing.
It was a flaw in the Maybe. Hitbox was bigger than the robot.
Yeah, I don't know when we're getting our minds jacked again. That's
sounds
we should
horrible.
Do that, though.
To be determined.
Sounds
yeah,
awful.
We gotta stop playing some Battle Block.
Yeah. Let's stop jacking minds and start battling blocks, because Battle Block Theater, that's kind of my jam right now.
Is it?
Yeah. So, I heard there were... Okay, so we played the game modes we played. We played the... Where
we
you
played
run
in
and
arena.
Change all the blocks.
We played, yeah, Color of the World, King of the Hill. We played, like, Ride the Horse or something. Capture the
yeah.
Horse. And
was it? Aren't there other? There's some other game modes we haven't used. Done right.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot. But since we had three people, we couldn't do the story or the other modes. But Color the World, which is essentially like paint that ramp in Tony Hawk, where you just like run across all the blocks you can and color them your color, is friggin' awesome.
Yeah, it was
so
fun.
Much fun.
And it, yeah, like you run, you color the blocks, and then they stay flashing for a little while, so you can go, like the other team can go and steal
yeah.
your colored blocks. So you gotta protect them until they stop flashing. And by protect them, I mean just jump on Harris's head.
Hey, I do that anyways. Who needs a game to do that?
For real? I hope his audacity is still running.
Well, how am I going to get his file?
Oh,
Oh, wow. Let's just keep going.
He was not kidding when he said he was tired. I don't know why I can't keep going.
Oh, no. Oh.
We should probably hang up on him.
You're like, keep going, and it just gets worse and worse.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Anyway, no, we should totally hang up on him. You should definitely hang up on him.
What the fuck?
Now it just sounds so angry. Gabe, you're in control of the call. You have to do it.
Oh my god.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That just reawakened like nightmares from like sleeping on this couch and not being able to sleep because all I can hear was the snoring.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
So what was that, like 4 minutes there?
That was that, yeah, I think we've only recorded like 5 minutes total now.
So anyway, yeah, you should keep part of that in, but like
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy damn.
So where were we? We were talking about
Battle Block. I was going to ask Javi about it.
He fell asleep in the middle of their conversation. Like, he was talking, and then he was out.
No, he never said anything.
We were talking about Mission Impossible, and he was kind of recounting the mission, and then...
And then died.
Yeah, you get into the mission, and then... Wow. Anyway, so Battle Block. So yeah, that Paint the World mode. No, it was cool because he's just jumping on someone's head, or like it would suck when you would, because like I said, the blocks, they flash, so you'd be following someone on the other team to try and change their blocks, but more often than not, you'd end up just far enough behind them to miss every single block that you're trying to change, so they'd be flashing. You're like, yeah, and it stop. So as you're running,
yeah, Battle Blocks. It's real. It's so fun and it's fucking hilarious. And
yeah, I actually played like co-op with a friend the other night, and that was pretty fun, especially because she didn't know how to play, like at all. So there was a lot of frustrating moments.
And I mean, there's hats, so you got me all interested.
I like hats.
Who doesn't like
maybe
hats?
I should get a 360 now and this because it's got hats.
Mm-hmm. It's not so much hats as like a cat stuck to your face.
Oh, that's awful. I don't want that at all.
I also saw a squid stuck to someone's face.
Yes, I have that one. There's a lot of animals on faces.
I don't like that at all.
It's also really hilarious as a game.
He hath risen.
Is he back?
Animals on faces.
His triumphant return to the awake. God.
This episode Gabe's going to have to edit out a really awkward me, like, kind of snoring, and then
no, you
my
were
phone
snoring
going
hardcore.
Off and being like, wait, what? Huh? I was so disoriented because I was just recording the show, and all of a sudden my phone's going off, and then you guys aren't there anymore. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I answer it, and it's Rachel. She's like, hey, you fell asleep. I'm like, what? And this is all being recorded.
How did she know you fell asleep?
Because Dylan tweeted
at him.
Oh.
I said, wake up. Seriously, at least 10 minutes of this episode is me just fucking laughing.
Yeah, we were just sitting here laughing our asses off while you were snoring because we couldn't keep talking. So we finally hung up on you.
Yeah, remember how I said I have a lot of work to do? Thanks for making this the hardest fucking show to edit.
You're welcome, Gabe.
Okay. Well, I guess you can ask Javi about his thoughts on Battle Block Theater.
This is fun.
Cool.
Alright, moving on. Yeah. Prototype says, or asks, what are some of your favorite books?
The Giver.
Reading is for stupids.
Reading? Who the fuck reads?
No, I'm just kidding.
Dylan reads all those books by Harry R. Giger.
George R. R. Martin?
Yeah.
Harry R. Giger?
I think my
related to the guy that
right
did
now.
The alien designs?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. No, I read those, but my favorite book series of all time is Dune. I've read a lot of Dune.
There should be a spinoff called Dune, Where's My Car?
Oh, no.
It's the worst.
I've read a lot of Dune, I should say.
Rock your Kindle?
It's broken, actually. The screen went out. I need to get a new one.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed off about it. I loaned it to my brother, and it came back with a broken screen. And I was like, oh. I like The Count of Monte Cristo. That's a good one.
It's fucking long as shit. You like really long books.
Yeah, I read bullshit. A lot of long books.
How high does he count?
Pretty high.
My favorite book right now is The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. That's also a really long book. But very, very good.
Gabe can understand 6 words in this book.
I read at a third grade level, okay? I think I can understand a few more than 6.
Damn, girl.
Somebody get him that Mensa application.
Fuck. I don't know what my favorite book is. I haven't read many books. I read Lord of the Rings. That was good.
Who hasn't read Lord of the Rings?
Me.
I feel like that's a really generic favorite book answer, though. I've read Harry Potter.
I read the first Harry Potter when it was new, and I was like, that was alright.
Yeah. Let's see, the Dark Tower series is good, Ringworld is good, Discworld.
Ringworm was good.
Have
you read The Giving Tree? That was pretty good.
No, but I read The Giver. Is that the prequel?
No, I read The Giver as well. That was also pretty good.
That book's awesome.
When I was a kid, I would like read like one book in a series that I had no idea what was like anything about, and then not read again, and like not read another book in that series. Like there was some book about like this dude having to go collect gemstones from people so he could like save his father or something. I don't know.
Oh, you know it's a good series, the Black Cauldron. Fucking awesome.
But not the Disney movie.
No.
Black Cauldron's the second book in that series.
Yeah, well that series is awesome.
We read that in high school.
Hell yeah, Mr.
Junior High.
Mr. What's his face? Bald guy.
Did you guys ever read the book Seventh Tower?
I haven't. The Wheel of Time is good.
I got an email.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess I'd say Lord of the Rings, my favorite book.
Yeah, I really can't recommend Dune enough. At least the first one.
What about the movie? Isn't that the one with David?
Oh god, it's the one with Sting.
Oh, Sting.
Sting plays Feud Aratha, and he wears a metal Speedo the whole time.
Hot.
Yep. If I was going to recommend that, I would recommend the miniseries that was on Sci-Fi in 1999. That one actually was pretty decent in comparison to the David Lynch film, which was awful. It had Patrick Stewart, though, as Gurney Halleck. That's pretty cool, I guess.
Would you guys rather visit Avengers Tower or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Oh, probably less chance of dying at Jurassic or at Avengers Tower.
Yeah, but they spared no expense.
Except, you know, the expense of
bingo,
killing people.
Dino DNA.
Dinosaurs.
Oh,
dinosaurs.
Man. There's, I mean, think about it, Ryan. If Jurassic Park's working and you don't got Newman fucking everything up, you're just, like, riding around looking at dinosaurs. You go to Avengers Tower, Dr. Doom attacks, the Sinister Six attacks, some other asshole attacks, Thanos is there. Fuck that.
Why? Jurassic Park was built so asinine. Like,
Ass-nine?
Ass-nine.
Is that another villain from the Avengers? The Sinister Six's brother.
Plan 9 from Ass Space. But
what about it?
Jurassic Park has all these... they should have modeled it after a zoo. You have all these dangerous animals at the zoo, and it's fine. You don't hear about lions eating people. God damn
every
it.
Every now and then you do.
What? Yeah, when like a mom drops her kid in there.
Fat, like face off.
Yeah, I know. I got... Yeah. But like, fucking... Also, that chimpanzee did that... He was an actor chimpanzee, so he was on all these antidepressants and horrible drugs and shit. So that was bound to happen. Anyway,
like, well then you think of Jurassic Park, they're just going around in a car, hoping that they see dinosaurs
on this huge island.
And then if one doesn't show up, they put a goat there that's going to be viciously murdered in front of children.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you do have dinosaurs on your.
Dinosaur
tour? Yeah, we watched Jurassic Park this weekend.
Modeling it after a zoo, though, like, these are way bigger animals in some cases.
In some cases, but there's, like, the one, was it Dilophosaurus?
Those little, like, spitting.
And they were all so fucking stoked, and... They put their faces against the car windows, even though they're grown-ass people. And then they're like, oh, it didn't show up. And they're like, dang, poop. It's like, this thing should have been just locked up in a goddamn penguin room.
Penguin room?
Yeah, you know, like the glass.
Yeah.
You know,
and
lots of penguins in there
destroyed.
To eat, so it's never hungry for people.
Mm-hmm.
It just has the taste of penguin blood.
Dinosaurs.
Prototype also asks, how are you all doing?
Tired. Tired.
Hobby's pretty tired.
Hobby's pretty tired.
I am also kind of tired, but not that tired apparently, because I managed to stay awake during the podcast.
It's come full circle. I fell asleep in the original run of the podcast because I was drunk.
I've never fallen asleep on the podcast.
And now I've fallen asleep because I'm tired. Whoa.
It's the episode I smacked Alana in the face with the globe.
King of the world.
King of the world. And then I passed out.
I don't know about you guys, but I've been super busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I've been
That's why I missed the fucking spoiler cast.
Busy. That's why I missed the fucking after the fact 3 times in a row. I was sick.
Yeah.
That sounds very busy.
Mm-hmm.
I work a lot.
Today started pretty weird with the whole bombing thing.
Yeah, that was a strange turn of events today.
Yeah.
I did not know about it.
Yeah, Dylan was none the wiser of the situation in Boston and texted me saying, are we recording tonight, Butthorn?
Oops.
Well, shit, I mean, because of the way things have been at my office, so fucking crazy, like, nobody at my office knew about it until I said something about it, and the only reason I knew about it is because I checked Twitter on my phone, and, yeah, like no one there seemed to know anything was going on. I'm sure they all do now that they're home and whatnot, but yeah.
Oh, but we were on the subject of Jurassic Park, and there's actually a picture of Steven Spielberg was like at the finish line when it happened, and there's a picture of him like helping people roll a stretcher into an ambulance. It's just like, today was bad, but also nice to see people being heroes and friendly and helpful. That was nice to see.
Indeed.
America. So yeah, today's better now. Everything's kind of settled down. The sirens have stopped. That's nice.
Yeah, except for the people that lost their lives or their limbs.
Yeah, so it's not all.
Well, yeah, obviously, nice, but it's settled down. Not a lot of good that came out of this.
The chaos is over, and it's a lot more controlled now, it seems. So it's nice.
That's something.
It's an improvement. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Who would you like to narrate your life in the third person? Bill Murray. Because I feel like he wouldn't really give a shit and would just stop narrating every now and then. So then when he does narrate, it really means something.
Josh Keaton. Yes.
Josh Keaton.
Keaton. Keaton?
Oh, who's that?
The voice of Spider-Man.
Oh.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Having fun yet? Web swing!
But the thing is, he's restricted to the vocabulary from when he was the voice of Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So. Javi's getting some, making some dinner. Web swing.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's not hard.
Dylan.
Like,
yo.
Oh, God. I want Dylan to narrate my life in the third person.
I could do it. I could do it. Oh, man. I have got a list of people. Let's see. Ah, oh, man. Well, William Shatner. I think that was kind of like the main one I was thinking. It's William Shatner. Christopher Plummer of the Von Trapp family. Jeremy Irons, I believe, was
Robert
on the
Downey
list.
Robert Downey Jr.
No, not Robert Downey Jr.
I mean, because I'm thinking of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Jeremy Irons had an interview recently, and the guy's fucking crazy.
He is.
He went on to talk about how incest isn't incest if it's a father and his son. What?
Well, it makes sense if you think about it.
Well, he's like, incest was a term that was created so that to prevent inbreeding, and since a father and son can't have spawn, it's not incest. It's like, all right, Jeremy Irons, what are you getting at here, dude?
Please stop. That is my narrator. That is my narrator. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. God damn it. Oh, man.
God can't help you now.
I have Patrick Stewart on my list. He is on my list of...
Maybe Jimmy Stewart. He'd be a good one.
Who the fuck's Jimmy Stewart?
Rear Window.
Oh.
Rope.
Yeah, okay.
Hitchcock stuff.
Okay, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Mm.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Jimmy
Stewart.
The list
goes on.
Who played... Oh, man, who is...
Randy Newman. That's
who
I was.
Oh, no! You're horrible. You're horrible.
Shut people get.
Shut Kate Blanchett, because I liked her narration in Lord of the Rings. Did I say Patrick Stewart?
Yes.
I did. Well, yeah, that's about it. Jeremy Irons has been removed because of his incest comments. I don't feel comfortable with that. Just saying. Drew Carey wouldn't be too bad. Like, if it was, like, done in the style of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Joe DiMaggio could probably do my life pretty good justice.
Joe DiMaggio, the baseball player?
No.
Jose Canseco,
wait,
the baseball player?
Maybe it's John DiMaggio. I always make fun of Rachel when she says his name. It's the guy that plays Bender and Jake.
Marcus Phoenix and the dog in Adventure
Time. Yeah.
The baseball player?
It's John DiMaggio. Yes. I think it's John DiMaggio.
It's John DiMaggio, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just imagine Bender's voice narrating me falling asleep and making dinner.
See, I just imagine, like, maybe, oh yeah, Drew Carey would be like, I'd be at a bar and he'd be like, things you would say to an attractive lady, and I'd like start spouting off these horrible Whose Line Is It Anyways things.
So you just want your life to be a game show.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Al Borland. I don't know his real name.
Pat Sajak.
Oh, fuck you. No.
You know there's actually like a Pat Sajak day?
Is there really?
Yeah. I don't know what day it is though. I just remember it happening.
Oh, man.
There's a day for everything.
Okay, well.
A joke I heard today. I'm watching the Woody Allen documentary on Netflix.
Oh, I love Woody Allen movies. Yeah. He would be a great narrator.
Yeah, he was doing stand-up, and he's like, I tried some oral contraception this weekend. You know, oral contraception. I walked up to a woman, and I was like, let's have sex. And she said, no.
Dylan, so you want Woody Allen to narrate your life, but not whatever this other guy, Jeremy Irons. But Woody Allen, like, married his cousin.
Woody Allen is also a fantastic director. Just saying.
I'm just saying there's, like...
Shut up, Gabe. I get what you're saying, and I just...
pointing out some holes in your decision-making.
Fine, Jeremy Irons invited back.
Jeremy Irons
just
loves
not
his
son
children.
Or father. Moving on.
Yes, moving on. Why does Ryan get more ass than me? Asks Tyrone. Well, Ryan?
It's because of Ryan's washboard abs.
Yeah. I drink twice as much muscle milk as you. So, I guess that...
The muscle to milk ratio.
I don't. you know, I don't know where he's getting his stats from.
He has your baseball card.
Yeah, Ryan, I am you're a starter on my fantasy team.
Oh. But it's a rookie card, so it's outdated.
His position is OP Dick.
Justin Dots asks, when is the next gaming community event? And I'd imagine soon, because I'm going to have a lot of time, because I'm going to be out of school. My last day of class at Northeastern is on Wednesday, so that's pretty neat.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So you moving?
I came up fast. I haven't told anyone, like, any Northeastern staff that I'm transferring yet. I should probably get on that.
Tell them on Tuesday.
I think I gotta get through, like, the first part of May, and then shit'll calm down for me.
So soon, we'll keep you posted, because that last one we did was fun.
I wasn't there, I don't know what you're talking about.
Even though we didn't have fun playing it, we had fun.
Let's not play Uncharted again. That was awful.
Play Uncharted 2.
What changed?
Uncharted 3, the maps are bad.
God, there was so much non-fun happening.
The hats, like, just break the game. Because if you buy a hat, you get stat boots. Boots. Boosts.
You get stat boots.
Yes, stat boots.
It was awful.
You buy the hat, it itself has no stats, but the boots that come with it.
Hot damn. Justin also asks, any interest in Guacamelee?
And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of interest. But can't afford it. The only reason I have Battle Block Theater is because Ryan bought it for me.
Much like I bought Gabe Okami and he still hasn't played it.
I feel so bad about that.
Yeah,
I was talking to Harris about that yesterday. I have to play Okami.
I don't remember what day it was. I guess it was maybe Friday. I texted Gabe a Xbox Live code.
Yeah, and Ryan said, this is only for Battle Block, nothing else, which really disappointed me because I really wanted to get into that Xbox porn.
There's porn on Xbox?
Xbox! Fucker in the ass!
And Ramesh asks if Javi can ever forgive Metal Gear. What would they have to do?
Honestly, it wouldn't be hard. I just don't think it'll ever happen. Like, they would just need to dial it back. And there's
go
no
back
sign,
to what made
no
the first and third game great.
Yeah.
A story about a man who's on the ropes against impossible odds.
Like, I don't know. I feel like Phantom Pain might lead into a remake of the original MSX game. I would like that a lot. But Phantom Pain looks like it's just even more ridiculous than before. I don't know. So I don't know. We'll see what happens, but fucking hell. Yeah.
I'd like Kojima to just say, yeah, I fucked up. And then just be like DC Comics and be like, yeah, we're just starting over.
The like, fact that the recasting of David Hayter was justified by saying we're looking to reinvent the series, but it's still called Metal Gear Solid 5. It's like still horribly convoluted. You're not reinventing anything.
Well, you don't know it's convoluted yet. It hasn't come out.
Yeah,
there's a whale and flaming unicorn Pegasus.
It could just be a dream.
He has a fucking Iron Man hand and a giant metal fucking chip coming out of the side of his forehead for some reason. One more. I don't fucking know. It's some bullshit. It's fucking stupid.
And that's all questions.
Yay!
Word. So, anyone else up to anything cool?
No.
I'm in the
Company of Heroes 2 beta.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Fuck if I know.
Who cares?
Oh, it's on Facebook, so I guess it's pretty public that that's a beta. So.
Yay!
Well, the fact that a beta exists is always pretty public.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to order a pizza.
Oh.
Are you going to be able to stay awake until it gets there?
I don't know, but I'm willing to risk it.
Otherwise, Fozzie will eat it.
What happens, actually, if you just don't answer the door when the pizza guy comes?
I think they call you, or they have your phone number on file, so next time you call, they know not to do business with you.
And they piss on your door handle.
They leave a kiss on your door?
They piss on your door.
They piss on your door handle.
They leave a kiss on your door.
It's like a kiss from the rose on the door handle.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I didn't even know what that meant.
Man, that woman's like a kiss from the rose on the grave. I didn't even know what that meant until I saw her.
Until I saw her. you want to wrap this up?
No.
So I don't have to keep editing things? Because that'd be nice.
Well, I guess I can tell everyone, hey, guess what? You know, you can find us at our website, GameOverNation.com.
But not after you let her in.
Oh, fuck. Lori's stuck outside again.
I thought that was obvious with the whole awkward, I guess I should net everybody, hey, what's up? Like,
nope.
No, that Ryan, cut was natural. That's how Ryan was intended.
Ryan got full of pep.
There was a little more in there. I think Javi fell asleep during
the George Lucas.
Second.
That's Ryan's swag.
Intended. Oh.
That's Ryan's swag.
That's what Tyroot needs to take note of right there.
Yeah. Just study how Ryan does the outro.
Everyone is talking for the podcast.
I've studied all your moves.
So anyway, oh, hey, someone's at the door. Oh, hey, Lori, welcome.
She's already
welcome
in, Ryan.
To the show. I don't think so, Gabe. I control the door, Gabe.
Yeah, but I decide when it happens.
Housekeeping!
So anyway, I guess go to GameOverNation.com and check out all the stuff that we do there. You can find us on Twitter at GameOverNation. You can find us on YouTube, YouTube.com/GameZeroVER. And on Facebook, be sure to go and like our Facebook page. That is Facebook.com/GameOverNation. If you want to email us, don't, because we don't check it. I guess you can email us individually. I check my individual email, but
I don't
know if you just want to chat. If you just want to chat, you know, hit me up. So, yeah, that's it. Avi, get us the fuck out.
Bye.
Bye.